It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Grizzly Creek fire near Glenwood Springs is still growing, but forest officials say there are reasons to be hopeful. Scott Fitzwilliams with the White River National Forest says some of Glenwood Canyon has been only lightly affected by the flames.
It's going to change, but I don't want you to think in your head it's all a blackened canyon walls, and that's good because we all love that canyon so much.
There is no estimate for when the fire will be under control or when Interstate 70 through the canyon will reopen. The Grizzly Creek fire is now at more than 25,000 acres. The Cameron Peak fire in Larimer County doubled its size over the weekend. It has now burned more than 12,000 acres. Jared Hone is the deputy incident commander.
This is going to be a long-term fire. People need to be ready for that. We don't have a lot of relief in sight for weather, and so we just need to be prepared for the long haul.
The cause of that fire west of Fort Collins is under investigation. Another fire, identified as human-caused, was touched off Friday near Winter Park. That's the Williams Fork Fire. It has burned about 6,000 acres, and another much larger fire is still burning near Grand Junction. Western Colorado has the state's first confirmed human case of West Nile virus this year. It was reported in Delta County last week. 122 people got West Nile in Colorado last year, and 8 people died. The virus is typically spread by mosquitoes. Denver City Council will decide tonight whether to let voters end the city's longstanding ban on pit bulls. The bill would allow dog owners to get a special permit for the dogs. The bill passed an initial vote last week with only one council member opposing. If it passes tonight, the measure would appear on the city's November ballot. Keeping pit bulls has been illegal in Denver for more than 30 years. Metro Denver has highs today in the mid-90s with the hazy, cloudy, hazy skies today. This is CPR News.